Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting edition of That JP's What. I am That JP on this glorious Tuesday morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? All right. You right? So I was talking to I don't even fucking know him. I don't want to say he's a friend. He's not a friend. He's a guy that fucking annoys me like every other day, if not every day. But I'm talking to him, and he's like, "Hey, what do you think about that new Thor: Love and Thunder?" Like, "Oh yeah, man. My wife just got my tickets today. She just texted me. She got the tickets." You know, I mean, I think it's going to be all right. You know, it's going to be great. I don't know, but I think it's going to be all right. He goes, "Oh." I'm like, I knew right there, like, dog, like, "Oh, fuck, you baited me." I'm like, "You good. You baited me in." Right when he went, "Oh," I'm like, "Oh, you got me. You got me. That means you got some fucking objection to it. All right, let me hear it. What don't you like about the trailers or what's going to happen or some bullshit?" He goes, oh, he's like, "Oh. You think it's going to be good?" Like, I don't know. I think it might be all right. And Natalie Portman's back. Oh, so we're just going to let them just CGI muscles on her. Like, I don't give a shit what they do, man. It's a movie. He wasn't really that fat in Endgames in a bodysuit. He goes, "Yeah, but it was real." Like, a real bodysuit that was still, it was fake. It was real. They're CGIing that stuff in for her. Like, okay. There's a lot of movies that are CGI. Same thing. Endgame. There's no real purple guy that's that big. There's no real plane that big. He goes, "You're not getting the point. You can't let them fool the eyes, man. I like real stuff. Star Wars, when it was a real props. Okay, yeah. But, you know, that's a trick of the eye. But don't trick my eyes with computers." Like, well, that's what they do. That's what movies are. You know, he's not really Thor, right? You know, Chris isn't really, you know, that guy's not really him, right? "Well, but it's still him, though. That's really his muscles and everything." Like, okay. The tattoos on his back aren't real. Oh, man, you missed the point. You know, like, so you just say you don't like CGI. You don't like computer-generated things. I don't know. Like, you don't like computer generated stuff, right? That's all you're saying, right? "Yeah, you know, I don't like when they do that." Like, that's all fucking everything in Endgame. That whole fucking last scene was almost completely CGI. Well, you know, I kind of like that. Like, okay, as I see, you don't even know what you fucking like. You wanted to cause an argument over CGI versus real props. And now that I just squashed it, because no, who fucking hates Endgame? I'm pretty sure there's someone out there who hates Endgame. You know what? There is someone out there who fucking hated Endgame. Because he believed that there should have been a lot more heroes. He was that guy who went, "You know what? Endgame was cool, but you made it cooler. Couple Marines in there. Couple Marines, you know. Put some American soldiers in there. You know, I think that would be a lot better. You throw some Marines." Like, it's a Marvel movie. You know, if Michael Bay made it, there would be like Hawks in there, Apaches, Marines, Navy. You know, every branch in there. It was a Michael Bay movie. Michael Bay is a big military fan, and he uses everything, just like Transformers. And I guess that was his thing too. He was saying like Michael Bay, whatever, how hard we've been. But yeah, like I remember that guy. He was like, "We threw a couple Marines in there. Like, well, they let the little Wakandans in there, and the fortress in there. All the sorcerers. Well, why can't we make a portal? We'll just fucking Marines come out. You know, just a bunch of fucking Marines and a couple of warships to show up. They're by the ocean." Just a couple Marines, a couple battleships show up, boom. You know, how hard would that be? Like, it's not about that, man. Like, about heroes and like Not saying they're not heroes, superheroes, and like, oh, I don't know. I mean, everyone was like, oh, you're that guy. You're that. Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying how hard it would have been, like, you know, just threw some Marines in there, you know. Like, he didn't say nothing about Army, so you know who what the fuck he was. All he was saying was Marines the whole fucking time. So, but yeah. So, like, I you know, I guess it, I don't know, would it fucking matter? We're making, like, people hyped up more, like, a portal opened up and, like, some fucking Marine, like, I wasn't know. He wasn't in there. Like, the Punisher and some fucking Marines came out, some bullshit. I don't know. And so, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like would it make a difference? Would it have been more hyped up? Like, wow, fuck, USA! USA! And then that's the point. And you did it with just U.S. soldiers. How would that look to other parts of the world? Yeah, I know some of y'all are like, who gives a fuck? Where the USA? You know, who gives a shit? You know, they don't, the U.S. handles up. But yeah, they don't want to see that shit over in the UK and China and Japan. But they don't want to see all the. And here come the Americans putting their nose in stuff they have no business being in. You know? So. Oh, man. That reminds me of the Nigerians and the all the we have at work and the Middle East people we have at work. They, you know what? For a lot of things, they don't like each other. But the one thing they fucking agree on, though, is that the Americans poke their nose and shit they don't need to be in. They agree on that bullshit. You know, it's always, oh, here comes the Americans. Oh, here they come. Well, here I come to help you from nothing you need help from, but here I am to help you. Like, you didn't ask for help, but here I am. Like, damn, oh, man, they cracked me up. But, you know, come on. CGI is way better these days. If they made Howard the Duck, would y'all want Howard the Duck from the 80s, or would y'all want the Howard the Duck you saw on, in that box, in the collector? You want that? Just a completely generated one? Or do you want that? Which Howard the Duck do y'all want? So, I would prefer, you know, if you were gonna do that, I would, you know, yeah, Rocket is a computer generated, a CGI character. Could they do that? Well, they did do that for a whole movie when they did Thor 2. You know, I guess that was like, because he, I don't know. I guess you could, but yeah, you know, I don't know. Like, I haven't read or know enough about Howard the Duck to know how awesome he is. All I know is about the movie that he got sucked from his planet, he came to Earth, and now he's a fucking midget that's a duck, and now he somehow. He had to fucking save the world. Like, he had thrown in the situation. Like, all right. It's up to you, Howard. Like, how the fuck am I going to do? I'm a fucking duck. I'm a fucking 4-foot duck. I have no super strength. I got a bill. You know, what the fuck you want me to do? You know? So, I'm a fucking duck man. My dick looks like a damn twirly straw. That's what my dick looks like. That's actually what a duck's dick looks like, guys. That the dicks are like those little twirly straws you get the kids. Looks like that. They got a swirly dick. But that's either here or there. The point is, yeah, he's just a fucking duck. So, but could it, you know, make a new? I don't know. Like, it's not like Rocket. He's a genius and he can just make a fucking bomb up or make a gun up or some bullshit. Like, he's literally like just a fuck, you know, just anyone random on the fucking street. That's like if I grew 2 feet shorter and grew feathers. There, I'm a fucking duck. Now what the fuck you want me to do? How the fuck am I going to save lives looking like this? I literally lost half my strength and... So... Oh, man. Whew, man. But anyways... I guess he became a rock star in that movie. That was a good thing. You know, like, all of a sudden, like, you know, he got the cool song, Howard the Duck. Now everyone's chasing his truck right now. Howard the Duck. Yeah. That shit's going to YouTube. Like, dude, I used to see Shady Day over there right now. Like, damn it. Now I got to listen to that. Now I got to hear that song all day in my head until I burn it out of my head. Because that's all you remember is, like, is that girl singing Howard Duck and Howard, like, fucking jamming out a fucking guitar, just riffing it. I'm thinking to myself, you ain't got no fucking fingers. How the fuck you riffing that thing? I didn't even see a fucking pick in his hand. He just used his fucking fingers, man. Well, I guess the feather fingers. I guess, I don't know. Maybe it makes it easier to riff on it. All right, you made it. So, the point being, let's go back to the beginning. Let's just wrap this up. Let's go back to the beginning. Back to the beginning. Natalie Portman's in it. And they say they completely computer generated the muscles onto her and all that good stuff. And they said, and if I was out, because apparently this happened actually in the comic books. I didn't know where she gets Thor's hammer. Apparently this does happen, and I'm not gonna tell you why it happens, but if it's the reason that I think it is, it's gonna be a reason why she, when she converts back, she has to look weaker. So. But yeah, so I'm not gonna fucking spoil it. But yeah, there's a reason, and it makes sense. And he follows the comic books, and like I just wanted to know, like, has this happened? And when I looked, like, oh, it has happened. It happened for these reasons. Like, well, kind of spoiled it for myself if they follow that storyline. But yeah, this happened in the books, and there's a reason why. So I'm sure that they'll change why she got the hammer. And people are, like, speculating, like, wasn't the hammer destroyed? Yeah, but it fell down in pieces. It didn't scatter. She just crushed it and it all fell down in a pile, you know. And hell, maybe it didn't matter that it was destroyed like that. Maybe it didn't matter. Or maybe, like I said, maybe she walked around, picked the pieces up, put them back together. I don't know. I think it's going to be like a whole montage of her trying to pick the hammer. Like, they put the hammer back together. And it's a whole montage of her trying to proving. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like a 3-minute video of her, like, confessing everything and talking shit, trying to see if she's worthy to pick the hammer up, some bullshit. So. But yeah, I think that's what it is. To me, that's what it feels like it's gonna happen. They're gonna find all the pieces. She's gonna assemble it back together. And she finally fits the handle on top, and it becomes Thor's hammer again. So, but like I said, we'll see. We will see. So, and I'm not against CGI. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Oh, you're tricking my eyes. I don't give a bullshit. I want to see good. A good movie, you know. So, I should have told him about Buzz Lightyear. What about Buzz Lightyear? That's all fucking CGI. You know, it's just fighting giant fucking kill all human robots. You know, does that fucking fool you? So, but I think he was trying to make the point. I don't think he even had a fucking point. But I think he was trying to make the point again of CGI versus prosthetic props. Is what he was trying to make the argument about. And I guess he was saying, like, well, couldn't she, like, Chris Hemsworth, he worked out and became, you know, wicked buff again. That's, you know, that's all him. You know, he became wicked buff again. Why couldn't Natalie Portman do that? Like, well, I don't know. Like I said, if it follows the storyline like it does, there's a reason why she couldn't put on that much muscle and mass. So... But like I said, we'll have to wait and see. Wait and see. So, someone always has to try to ruin. So I knew when he said, oh, like, ah, fuck, I knew it. I knew, you know. I'm going to start speaking English one day. I'm just going to stop speaking English. JP, ¿qué? What's wrong with you? ¿Qué es eso? No hablo inglés. No hablo inglés. Yeah, just fucking start doing that. Like, you know, just... Lay up there, just fucking lost my mind. Oh, JP, some reason to speak English no more, guys. Well, yeah, he just started speaking Spanish to me. Yeah, it seems like nonsense. He just kept saying numbers and just random words. You know, I think he's lost his mind, you know. I can't even, you know, partially, like, say a sentence in Spanish. It'll just be, like, random words, you know. ¿Qué? Uno. ¿Qué? Uno one. Uno que. Oh, I still fucked. See, I still fucked it up. See? Oh, man. But anyways, everybody, I guess that's all for me today. I'll let y'all. I gotta let y'all get back to it. It is that Tuesday. It is a random Tuesday, guys. So, but anyways, everybody, what do you think? Do y'all like CGI? I don't like CGI. Do y'all like? I do like prosthetic. I do like that stuff. I do like props and shit like that. I do like good stuff like that. But CGI, people use good CGI these days. You know, not like fucking Robot Jockey like back in the day or some bullshit. So, but okay. But anyway, but yeah, I'm fine. CGI stuff is better these days. So I can definitely say that. So I know some people don't like it. Some people don't, you know, some people prefer, you know, just, hey, make it real. If you can't make it real, don't do it. Okay, you know, so. But anyways, everybody, I'll let y'all get to it. It's my time again. As always, everybody, y'all be careful. Y'all be safe. And me, I will talk to you later.